In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members. If you haven't read things, then you can't. Yeah, and based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The neocons, the establishment liberals, fake conservative, ultra socialists like Neil Bortz are twittering around right now, freaking out over Jeremiah Wright and his conspiracy theories of bioweapons programs against the population. There is just tens of thousands of declassified examples of marching our troops into chambers and nerve gassing, murdering our troops with extreme prejudice. That's your government. That's your country. That's how these people operate. And Reverend Jeremiah Wright, I tell you, he's absolutely on target when it comes to this subject. And you just hear that childlike neocon in the audience. What? You actually believe this? What? You're crazy. Our government suckles us and loves us. The government is run by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Vatican, a powerful echelon controlled by the Rothschilds, and they love eugenics, they love playing God, and they have implanted every man, woman, and child of us with extremely powerful cancer-causing viruses, hundreds of them. They are spraying us, they are poisoning our water. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, almost all of these agents and viruses that have been studied are more active on people of color, though they target all Homo sapiens sapiens. But now that the human genome, through its different fronts, has gotten everybody's blood, God help us. Go ahead and laugh, cops that are listening. Go ahead and laugh. It's real funny. I know it's real funny. You're in control, aren't you? You're the big bad bosses. No, you're not. You're with us whether you like it or not. You're sitting right in the same seat as Alex Jones and Jeremiah Wright and David Duke. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew, if you're a German, if you're a gypsy, if you're an Inuit, or if you're a Mayan Indian. You are all under attack. There's only a few thousand globalists. Their system is about compartmentalization. That's why it's their symbol, the pyramid. All right, folks, the developments. Jimmy Carter calling for a new 9/11 investigation. We are Change New York. Gary Hart, and this video is going up, coming out, saying, yes, he did write a letter to Iran warning that the U.S. government may stage attacks. Neocon David Frum, top neocon strategist. Axis of Evil, speechwriter, assaults We Are Change 3 times. And thank God we've got it on video, or they'd claim that We Are Change had grown fangs and cut the heads off of handicapped children. We'll come back and cover it all. Ultra massive transmission. Strap yourselves in. Get ready.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stuart Howe of Los Angeles, We Are Change. They're the folks that confronted Bill Maher on his HBO live show. They politely went up to David Frum. The video's up on InfoWars.com right now. They politely went up to David Frum, top neocon, and he assaulted them three times, slapping him on the side of the face, hitting his camera twice. And, of course, the security guard comes over and says that the people politely asking him questions have to go, but at least they didn't tase him or claim they were Al-Qaeda. If we didn't have this video, they would guaranteed say on the news that Frum was in a wheelchair and that We Are Change was in L.A. throwing babies out of incubators, creating WMDs, and, of course, barbecuing small children and beating people savagely in wheelchairs and gassing puppies and posting Al-Qaeda tapes. This is the government that creates fake gassing puppies, fake Al-Qaeda tapes, uploaded by the government, admitted. Just everything's fake with these criminals. And they just laugh at the American people caught in the left-right paradigm. I listen to every radio show, liberal, conservative, watch TV. It's all about you decide, the left and the right, fighting. The establishment has this simulated fight. We fight with each other like idiots over a left-right system. We just have to get out of it. I know I repeat that over and over again. So We Are Change coming up this hour. Then in the third and fourth hour, We're going to have G. Edward Griffin, of course, the creature from Jekyll Island fame. He has been making Patriot documentaries for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And he's going to be in studio with us for an hour and a half today. That is coming up. But in the next hour, I want to get into eugenics, break down Reverend Jeremiah Wright's comments. But let's play his minute 20 comments at the press club yesterday in response to a question that's got the minion, Al Sharpton, the caricature of a black leader, the cartoon character, who the establishment trot out to make black people look stupid. Let's go ahead and he's now attacking Reverend Wright, so he's totally under their control. Let's go ahead and play Reverend Wright.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members. If you haven't read things, then you can't. Yeah, based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So any time a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
Now, let me make this clear. I'm going to spend more time on it next hour. Jeremiah Wright is not under the control of the New World Order. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are. You see, Al Sharpton dresses like a clown, acts like a clown, gets everybody fired up and creates racial tension. He's on Fox News, CNN. He does global warming, global government tax ads with Pat Robertson. He is their creature. But Jeremiah Wright is not. Do I agree with Jeremiah Wright that all evil flows from the whitey? No. But do I think Jeremiah Wright is controlled by the New World Order? No. I think overall the guy means well. Does that mean Barack Obama's good? Absolutely not. Barack Obama became a state senator by playing politics in his community with the angry, somewhat informed compared to the white population, black population in the Chicago area. I get a lot of correspondence over my 12 years on air from blacks in Illinois, in Chicago, in Detroit, particularly in New York, in San Francisco, but predominantly Detroit, Michigan, places like Chicago, Illinois. I mean, they know all about it, and they knew 50 years ago, because the illusion of freedom and liberty has not been there for them, and they're more down to earth. Does that mean that they don't buy into government and government handouts, which are designed to carry out eugenics operations for them? I mean, Barack Obama's going to give you free health care? Nothing's free in this world. That's to take your children, CPS your children, and carry out eugenics against you. There was 90% African American, if you want to use that term, black American legitimacy 50-plus years ago, 55 years ago. Now there's 91% illegitimacy. And the stated goal of the welfare was to break your families up. They bring the women into the house, and they keep the men in the prison, out in the barn. And the women, the black women, rule over you. It's the same thing with modern feminism. Women don't end up really ruling anything. They just rule over you. That just means they end up fighting with you 24-7. All scientifically done. You can go read Julius Caesar's 2,000-year-old book, 2,048 years, 49 years old. The Battle for Gaul, you can go read that book written by Julius Caesar, where he talks about how they would use the Germanic women and place them over the men. This wasn't figured out yesterday. The elite didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday. They run things because they know how to play us. Are you happy, women? Feminism's made you nothing but sexual objects, destroyed you, made you unhappy, alone, sterilized. The joys, the wonders of being the center of the household with the children. Men and women of the same species. We form the species. We are totally connected. But they teach you the opposite, that we're competing with each other. And now you are distrutto. Now you are destroyed. And so Barack Obama, he's handled by David Rockefeller, by Zbigniew Brzezinski, by the Trilateral Commission, by the CFR. Barack Obama has gone over to the New World Order. But it won't matter. You'll be conned one more time. You'll go for a ride one more time, won't you? It doesn't matter. Hillary, McCain, Obama, there is no lesser of three evils. They own them. They own all three fighters. They own all the horses. They don't own Ron Paul, so in a major state yesterday, he won the delegates, and the party leadership just closed it and said, we don't care, you don't win, and we aren't following state law. And they said, we rule. And if you don't like it, we'll call men in here in black uniforms, which they admit are for intimidation. They said, we'll call police. Get out of here. It's over. We don't care how you vote. If you don't like it, we'll shove a gun barrel down your throat and blow your brains all over the wall. This is land of the cowards, home of the slaves. This is land of the bioweapon attack. This is the country where they attack us all and poison us from birth and murder you with pleasure. There's cops out there. Your mama, your daddy, statistically, chances are, died of the cancer, died of the chemicals they put in your water and your food and your vaccines. You sat there while your mama died. And you're still going to put on that black uniform. You're still going to run checkpoints. You're still going to shove people around because, just like Police Commissioner Richard, in Louisiana, for 5 days, his elderly mother was in the nursing home. And they were calling from the nursing home for help, but he was ordered to stand down and not go in. And he sat there and watched his mother die. And then he later cried about it on TV. I'm not somebody who shoots my mouth off or is looking for violence. In fact, I speak out against it. But let me tell you something. My mother's sitting there dying. People try to stop me from going and getting her. There's going to be hell to pay. But you cops, you'll sit there while your mother dies. Your mother means nothing to you next to that black uniform and your petty power trip. And your children mean nothing to you next to the government and your worship of lies and your worship of pettiness and your worship of fraud. I heard that scumbag Neil Bortz today, that fake conservative, that Judas go. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. Posing as a libertarian, posing as a conservative, talking about, oh, the liberals are trying to get us, the liberals are coming, but it's okay, we'll all stick together as conservatives. Total bull! They only talk the talk, they don't walk the walk. Same thing with Barack Obama. He's bought and paid for. Just as sure as George Bush is a blue-eyed devil, Barack Obama is a mulatto devil. It doesn't matter if somebody's half Native American and half white, or if they're black and Chinese. They can be evil or they can be good. There's good and there's evil. And the color of his skin has nothing to do with anything but the distraction and the diversions that we live under. We'll be right back with Stuart Howe, who bravely stood up to the pit demon, Mr. Fromm, and was assaulted by him. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Huge developments with Jimmy Carter and 9/11 Truth. Right now, let's go to Stuart Howe. He has confronted Mr. Frum, David Frum, the guy that wrote the Axis of Evil speeches, State of the Union addresses, co-writes books and strategy papers with the Prince of Darkness, as he likes to be called, Richard Perle. And on Saturday, they called us yesterday, and I said, of course, get the video up. Of course, press charges. Lord Frum came up and slapped him and hit him three times. And it's all on video. And we are now joined by Stuart Howe. Stuart, I appreciate you coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks for inviting me on.
We've got links up on InfoWars to We Are Change LA, but give out the URL for people.
Yeah, our website right now we're having a little bit of challenges with, but it is wearechangela.org, and we also have our meetup group, which is a great place for people to go, 9-11.meetup.com.
Okay, now tell us, tell the listeners, just in a nutshell, what happened?
Yeah, well, following after meeting with him at a book signing a couple of months ago, we knew he was going to be here today, excuse me, and, you know, a few of us, Katie and I and Jeremy, were on site doing outreach, and we thought we'd go talk with him and sort of, you know, get his take on if he's worried about the repercussions, you know, of as the story falls apart, the official 9/11 narrative, if he was worried, you know, because he sort of, you know, runs in the circles of the neoconservatives about repercussions, you know, after the fact being culpable in the cover-up, and we just wanted to get his take, and we wanted to have a little, you know, a civil conversation and see what his concerns were, and it was kind of a playful tone leading in because he had joked with us, you know, we think you should be on medication, you're all lunatics sort of thing, and, you know, you can't take that seriously because, you know, we're just looking for the truth and we're
That's
trying
right.
to
So you say to him, you know, are you on medication? Then you later go to where he's at, he's just giving a speech. Then you go to where he's doing book signings. No one's there to sign the books. You walk up and politely say, hey, how you doing? And then he starts freaking out, comes over, slaps your camera. Then they have these local minions walk over and say, there's no First Amendment. You've got to leave. He's allowed to assault you, these women. Then a security guard comes over. He comes over and slaps you again, hits you, attacks the camera. But I mean, he just is a ninnying chicken neck, though. And that's how all these guys are. Just this spirit of chicken neck weakness came through. But it was also just kind of like a little vampiric goblin. I mean, for those who haven't seen the video, would you like to describe his demeanor?
Yeah, a vampiric goblin. That pretty much sums it up. He's, you know, he's laughable in his presence.
I mean, he's really... like Schmeagle or Gollum. He has that demeanor.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking also like Renfro, you know, the guy who fronts for Dracula. And
Renfield,
that's it, Renfield. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, he's you know, kind of has a very pathetic sort of a presence. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, come back and chat with him. And, you know, he just revealed himself as what he was. And, you know, I wasn't approaching him. I stood there, and he came at me, and I was even backed up. And when he you know, knocked me a bit, you could hear the impact on the camera a couple of times. And it was just unbelievable. To see, you know, that kind of a reaction to, you know, a citizen just
now, if you wouldn't have had video of this, it would be on news now that you had attacked someone in a wheelchair, that you would have been screaming and cussing, would have said David Frum innocently sat there with a friend in a wheelchair as you stabbed him with butcher knives, covering yourself in blood like the movie Carrie, howling, demonically possessed, while dogs were gassed and while WMDs were created.
Well, you're right, Alex, and that was part of, you know, part
Why did you throw the babies out of incubators?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And because this was following on the heels of the incident with Matt and Gary in New York, it was completely, you know, hoaxed. You know, we really wanted to kind of do our part. We wanted to kind of carry the torch over on this.
And by the way, we're getting those surveillance tapes, and the hoax will be exposed, and you are going to be litigated against New World Order.
That's excellent, and I'm really happy that this showed how they actually are when there is a camera running.
Stay there. I want you to be on air with us from the West Coast there in Los Angeles, Neocon Command Base West. When we go to Neocon Command Base East to New York City, capital of Oceania, capital of the North American Command Union, with Luke Radowski, who spoke with the president yesterday, and Gary Hart. Huge development. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Here we come now, baby. Never backing down, never surrendering. In fact, our rocket just got off the ground. It's just now picking up speed. Its trajectory's on target. Ted Canaveral says, we're go to leave Atmo. Oh, yeah. Here we come now, neocon murdering scum. We're on your six.
Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog in here. Yeah, it's me by the family now, baby. I'd like to cut the street. Now I've been smoking for so long. You know I'm getting sick. Got to see you in a stranglehold, baby. You bet me out of the way.
We're going to shake the public out of their lethargic sodium fluoride induced coma. We're going to show them all the declassified documents and admissions of how you've been hurting them, killing them. We're going to show them your New World Order program. And then you're going to throw fits, aren't you? Do a lot of bad stuff. But that just brings the crisis to a head. Forces you to come out in the open. Go ahead, gear up for martial law. Go ahead and hire millions more police. Hand out machine guns to all of them. Go ahead and start a bunch of wars. This time we're going to beat you and your wind-up toys. Here's the bottom line. what Stuart Howe, Luke Radowski, Sabrina Rivera, and countless others that come out to street actions, like Daniel Sinjata and so many others are doing, is what's going to defeat the New World Order. They're not just afraid that we're exposing the 9/11 as an inside job and confronting their minions everywhere and then putting it on the web for hundreds of thousands of views per confrontation. Millions in some cases. They're afraid just of the paradigm of their staged town halls and their staged events being disrupted, being broken down. They don't care about some mass protest or demonstration they can provocateur and ignore in the media. But they are afraid of you individually going out and confronting your state senators and state reps and mayors and police chiefs and U.S. senators and former presidents and neocon and liberal and establishment strategists. They're afraid of you going to all these small, medium, and large events and confronting Hillary and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and John McCain and injecting 9/11 truth and North American Union truth and anti-war truth into their parades, raining on their little propaganda adventures, showing, it's just like in the parable of the emperor's new clothes, the emperor has been scammed by these con artists that come to town and weave for him the most beautiful cloak, when they tell him that only a royal can see its true beauty and only someone of incredible taste can see the beauty, that commoners can't even see it, and so the king doesn't want to say that he doesn't see it, lest he not be stylish, lest he not be cool. The emperor must be cool. And so he comes out in his underwear at a parade, marching only in a loincloth, and the thousands of people don't want to boo or laugh at the king. You'd be sent to the tower. The emperor, the king, he will say, off with your head, until a five-year-old steps out and laughs and says, the emperor has no clothes. And so we go out to these events and we say, you have no clothes, David Frum, Richard Pearl, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Vicente Fox, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hey, Arnold, you got your Nazi belt buckle on. Arnold, your dad, and when he died, his stepfather, your mother married another second-in-command Nazi. You said you admire Hitler. Why don't you talk about it? And Schwarzenegger, it's not in a movie. He toddles on his arthritic legs with his rotten, steroid-bloated heart, stumbles, toddles forward, acting tough, putting a silverback great ape face on to look dominant for the population, as the behavioral psychologist have told him to do. Toddling scared. You ever watch Schwarzenegger in raw footage? We have. Toddling on his legs. Toddling. You know what growth hormone and steroids do over 15, 20 years? Got a heart three times the size of a regular one? See, it's all rotten. It's a simulation of manhood. It's a simulation of strength. It's a guy who posed in gay porno mags. Well, that's real manly. Toddling around on his rotten knees with his rotten heart, with his little Nazi belt buckle. I mean, how juvenile is that? I got over skulls and death being cool when I was about 14. You know what's cool? The power of a woman to create life. You know what's cool is mountain pools, and as I said, little speckled green fish swimming in circles, shooting stars, fields of wheat, not some coward chicken neck like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry, I'm making our guest call. We're going to him right now. But they are changing the world. This is where you should put all your energies, 9/11 truth, is into confrontations. You know, I have said for years, hey, let's send Bob Dacey to confront Chairman King. They wanted me to go. I said, Bob, why don't you go? And sent my crew. We put that in Loose Change Final Cut. 9/11 Commission. Or, hey, guys, why don't you? I didn't know I wrote the book on confronting these politicians 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 10 years ago. I'm glad it's been picked up on But it's so important that I'm going to take time out now to go and do what I've done in the past, because that's so important. I don't want to just leave it to everybody else. I wanted you to get the attention and stand up and do it. You've done it. But we should all do it. We shouldn't count on others. Sure, we should promote books about 9/11, as long as they don't promote eugenics agendas. And we should promote videos about 9/11. And we should, all of those are effective and great and good. Video is the most effective. But when it comes to hijacking and the InfoWar, their fake media events, this is the most powerful, effective tool we've got. I told Daniel Sanjati, he was asking me a few weeks ago on the phone, I said, well, what do you think I ought to do? What do you think is most effective? And I said, Daniel, go with these young men and women and confront people. Having a TV star, having a good-looking, smart guy like you out there with them, you know, that's the type of thing. I think I'm going to try to get Charlie Sheen to go do some confrontations. He's a pretty private guy, but boy, that would be great. You know, we need to see people standing up, getting involved, getting out there. This is integral. Luke told me a year and a half ago, he said, I'm going to start going out and confronting people. And I said, Luke, I said, this is going to be big. You're in New York. I said, if you really do what you say you're going to do, it's going to be huge. It's going to spread across the world. And he said, no, it won't. He goes, but I'm just going to do this myself. And I said, no, it will. Because people make fun of you for being young. They make fun of your New York accent. So what? But you've got a spirit of strength. And I know leadership when I see it. And look what Luke's done. And look what We Are Change New York has done. And all the attacks and the setups and everything else. And look at how it's spread. And I commend We Are Change Netherlands, Japan, UK, Ireland, Canada, all of you. And the 9/11 groups and the Info Warriors and the Truth Action groups and Cosmo and all these people. Intensify your operations. Redouble. Retriple. I'm going to go to Luke Radowski now. We're going to bring Stuart Howe up in a moment, who was attacked by David Frum, the demon. When you get close to these people, you realize they're cowardly, weak people. When you get up close to Schwarzenegger, you realize he's nothing but a weak coward, posing as a tough guy. When you get around Bill Clinton, you realize he's nothing but... I mean, I don't like crowds of people adoring me and loving me in the petty way. I like meeting with good people, but I don't like being told how great I am. I don't like... I'm a private person. See, these neocons, these globalists, they love going to crowds. They love being adored. They need that. They're weak. They're evil. See, good people want to be left alone. That's why evil always takes over. Until it gets so dark and so bad, good have to stand up just to survive. Then we kick the evil's butt. If we're not co-opted by the evil and manipulated by their propaganda to go attack innocent people, believing we're fighting evil. They operate because they have good, well-meaning, good-hearted people serving them at every strata of police, military, government, corporate. They've been deceived. And it's hard to admit you've been deceived. Luke Radowski, you talked to the president yesterday. You also talked to Gary Hart. That's really the biggest news. You've been so busy trying to get the video up that the Gary Hart isn't up yet. Now, you're editing this, uploading it, going out doing the confrontations, trying to go to college at the same time. I've told you that your work's so important, just abandon college. But then you're also having to work a job, trying to get people to send you money so you can do this full time. You also need to raise money for Gary Talis's defense in this neocon setup, and we need money to sue them. It's incredible. Luke Radowski, tell us about, in all detail, the video of that's up, and then the Gary Hart. First tell me about the president, then tell me your take on what's happening with Frum, then the huge Gary Hart developments.
Well, of course, we did see Jimmy Carter last night at the Barnes & Noble when he was doing a book signing yesterday, and we asked him very pivotal questions about his role setting up the Taliban. We asked him pivotal questions about Bush staging a false flag to get into Iran. You can see his answers on our YouTube video on wearechange.org. And it was pretty telling where he said, yeah, I was worried 6 months ago about the false flag happening for an attack on Iran to occur. And that was pretty telling for a president to say that there might be an attack, a false flag provocateur attack that may lead into the Iran war. And then we asked some questions about 9/11, and you can see the video up there. But people, I just wanted to say, you haven't seen the half of it yet. We still got 7 videos that we are yet to release because we are so busy here. I'm going to school full time. Luckily, I'm not working yet, but I'm going to school full time.
Luke, well, we have a few months while you work. Luke, I don't mean to be mean here. This is history. I quit school 2 years into it. I'm just saying this on air. I mean, what are you going to school for?
political science.
You're going to learn false political paradigm in those schools. Schools are just fronts now to launder money and to create giant cash funds for investment. The universities don't even exist anymore unless you're in engineering or electrical engineering or software design. I mean, it's not even real. I just look, your work is so important. We need to get these videos out. I'm telling you, I've told you this privately to all the young people. This is a war. This is martial law. This is the globalists taking over. We're under eugenics attack. I don't want to it doesn't matter. Just tell folks. Also, Gary, the wicked wheelchair attacker, according, just like Saddam threw babies out of incubators, total lie. He asked the president three times, do you think, what about Building 7? The families want a new 9/11 investigation. Should there be one? He said, yeah, it sounds good to me. So that's on video. But shift gears into what you think of what happened with David Frum, and let's go ahead and bring Stuart Howe up. Then we'll get into the big news, Gary Hart. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm very happy Stuart had a camera out there, because if he didn't have a camera out there, they would have said he assaulted him, he beat that guy up, and it's just amazing to see what these guys are really about. These guys will slap your camera, these guys will assault you, and it's just crazy what's really going on, and I'm so proud of my family out there, and we are Change LA. I'm so proud of all the chapters out there doing the great work that they're doing. I commend them to the fullest amount. And it's just incredible seeing people rising up, standing up, and doing the right thing. I can't tell you how proud I am seeing other people be their own leaders, not looking up to anybody, and just going out there with their camera, confronting these criminals. These criminals shouldn't have to go out their houses without being confronted. We have to be there everywhere, every city, every town, every city town hall meeting that there is. We should be out there with cameras. These people should not be going anywhere without being confronted on their crimes of 9/11. And that's what it's about, and that's what I love about everybody being out there. And I hope, and I pray people get inspired, people get out there, people do the right thing.
Yeah, listen, this is not just words. You have everyone. Form your own groups. Call it the Keebler Elves. I don't care. We Are Change, Info Warriors, Truth Action, 9/11 Truth, whatever. Just get out there and start confronting them everywhere so their illusion shatters. Everybody hates the government. The majority don't trust the government. 90%+ don't want open borders. All this. We've got to go out and let the public know that they're not alone.
Yeah,
Charles Chescu. Go ahead.
And just like I said last week on your show, the more they attack us, the more they set us up, the more we're going to fight back, and that's what we're doing. And We Are Change UK and We Are Change LA and all over the country, people are stepping up their efforts because we're under attack right now, and nothing is going to stop us. We're doubling our efforts. Literally, I dropped everything I was doing here in New York City after the whole Gary incident, and I dedicated myself to confronting people, and you still haven't seen half of it. The more they attack us, the more the scum attack us, the more we're going to fight back, the more we're going to confront these criminals everywhere they go.
I hear you. Let's go to Stuart Howe. Stuart, comments on what Luke's saying.
Man, I'm right there with all of it, Alex. We've got a lot of solidarity out here and everywhere. Luke came out here, and we got together in San Diego with Cosmos of Truth Action, and we've got a big West Coast convergence coming up this Saturday, May 10th, with a lead-in on the 9th and going into the 11th in San Francisco. It's going to be at the Federal Building and Courthouse and Golden Gate Park coming up, so Truth Action is a great place to go. That's how I got into this. I was following links and went to Truth Action and got to my first street action, and I was first aware of Luke, and this is the stuff that really gets my juices flowing, is seeing all of us in solidarity backing each other up and trying to carry our part of the torch. It's great.
Absolutely. And you don't learn about film in film school. You don't learn about political science, I'm telling all the young people out there, in these fake political science classes. You learn how to believe their false paradigms, their false maps, their false downloads they give you of literally simulations. They're constructs. The real world is all around you. The enemy is chicken-necked cowards. Engage them. Stop letting them control our destiny. Stop letting them be history's actors. We are history's actors, Karl Rove, you sniveling murderer. You coward. You murderer. Go ahead, Jed.
Yeah, Alex.
Go
we're
ahead.
The ones making history right now by doing everything we're doing right now. And the funny thing is, the same day I confronted Jimmy Carter, I was in class actually talking about Operation Ajax to my political professor. And that's what I like about going to school about, is I could educate all the professors. I could educate all the young kids.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste. Luke, listen, you already know more than those people.
I kind of did educate the professor on my
That'd be
class,
like me going to UT film school to learn how to get stuff out to people.
Yeah, I pretty much teach myself everything, and it's just very interesting to see how the whole spin doctrine works at college because they don't tell you the truth. I had a professor tell me the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. I got kicked out of my class last semester for arguing with the professor about the Gulf of Tonkin. That's how ridiculous it is in these colleges, and it really is ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, again, there are some good professors, some good departments here and there. There's a lot you really do learn in school because it's an atmosphere for it. But more and more, it's just a fake football team and a big money laundering operation. I mean, UT, a fraction of it is the classes, the school, the kids. It's a brainwashing, chemical, bioweapon laboratory, military-industrial complex, money laundering operation. And they give you some stupid Bevo and some scumbag, cowardly football team. Makes me sick while we're all under scientific bioweapon attack. Meanwhile, we're worshiping some stupid cow. Be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Pentagon Run News Corp. You could call it cyanide to the Free Republic, the fake conservatives, a camouflage enemy attack. All their holdings out there attacking. Sunday Times of London, Wall Street Journal, now completely owned by Murdoch. He's whoring it out now. Totally discredit. Everybody should stop their subscription. Let them know why. Wall Street Journal, total joke now. lying, and because the police report says that Geary accidentally bumped into somebody and hurt him, so that's why they're charging him with class 3 assault. They don't care. They say he savagely beat and beat and beat a woman in a wheelchair. Not in the police report, but they don't care. Doesn't matter that the police report itself saying he accidentally hurt somebody is a lie. They attacked him. And they need to raise money at We Are Change, ladies and gentlemen. They need to raise money at We Are Change. I'm always trying to send Luke a little bit of money for himself to live on. He never wants it. So I tell you, that's not what this is about. It's about them being able to have decent lawyers, and it's about also being able to sue for defamation. This is a serious civil rights violation where they set it up with the police, where they lie. Liar needs to be put on the stand with her father. And we need to start the suit against them so they know it's serious. Michelle Malkin needs to be sued. Sean Hannity needs to be sued. News Corps needs to be sued. Well, I know we got lawyers listening in New York. Just file it. Just start it. Just start the discovery. They will crap their pants, excuse my French, and they will roll over and admit they're a pack of liars. You start suing that neocon and his daughter, they'll roll over real fast. All you got to do is give fight with these people. So instead of sending them money, I want lawyers to call Luke right now. I want to start the suits, and I want money to defend Geary here on his class 3. He just never plea bargain. Go into that jury trial. Drag that liar up. Bring your witnesses up. Impeach him. We're going to do this. Send him money now. WeAreChange.org has got a PayPal. And since they put it up last Friday, it's gotten a couple $100, and the Loose Change, Screw Loose Change operation and others make sniveling jokes about it from their Pentagon operation. We need to see that surge by tens of thousands of dollars. We raised something like $15,000 for Sully Costello that went into his PayPal and that you bought his books, which will help him with how he's being set up. I didn't touch the money. I don't do like other operations, the other talk show hosts. Send me money and I'll give it to the person to help them. Don't send it to me. Send it to We Are Change. Send it to Luke Radowski. It will be used to defend him. And just go to trial and just bring them in there. They'll probably try to drop it. We're going to show everybody how you're liars, Fox. How you're scum, America-hating, lying filth. Trash of earth. Blood-sucking filth. Liars. Liars from the beginning. Luke, folks need to give you some donations. How are you going to use those donations?
We're going to make this a huge deal. We're meeting with lawyers today. They're going to charge us a lot of money just to get Geary off his criminal charges, just to countersue. But we're going to make
this a huge deal. No, you tell them. You need to get political lawyers. If you don't like the sound of these guys, you need to only give them a retainer up front. And the minute they don't do what you tell them, you walk out of there. Stay there. Where did you find these people? Luke?
These people contacted us.
But they want a bunch of money.
Yeah, some of them do, yes.
No. That's a load of bull. Look, I know we got somebody on the West Coast who'll travel there from New York, donate the time, do it. He knows what they're doing. I want to see credentials. I want to see that they win cases. Being contacted by somebody who wants the money, we're not putting up with that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.